Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
They're producer killers. Think of what they've done in the last 16 or so months. We talk about players that are coach killers, players who get executives fired. What is the bench other than a producer graveyard? If you go work with them, you're destined to be dismissed or force yourself out the door.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
You get yourself a podcast or your own radio show, and then you could do what I'm doing to you, which is dismissing you from the show.
It's John and Lance. I'm not sure which end Dell is going to join.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell here, back with us. Lance is at home, not feeling great still. He's going to be working from home for the next few days. Lance, how great is it to hear Dell? You know he was here before me this morning for the first time ever. Dell beat me into work.
Well, don't get used to it, and don't get used to me beating you into work because I'm not.
Yeah, I know. You're not gonna be here. Unfortunately, he didn't have any of the lights on. RJ always. I miss RJ already. The great RJ gone, and Dell has replaced. Did you miss Dell?
Some people used to call him Jacksonville Dell, which RJ liked. And then, I'm not even in the studio and I miss RJ.
I know, right? Yeah. Dell, I mean, it's almost identical. Both of them came from LA originally, right? And then moved to Florida and then came here. Only RJ doesn't get fired all the time. That's the difference.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I can't get it. Dell is not even listening to the show.
Hold on. RJ got rehired also in Jacksonville.
Right.
He continues to copy Dell.
No, right? He gets rehired all the time, too.
Dell had his own college football show. RJ had his NBA podcast.
I know, right?
Like, yeah.
They're almost identical.
Now Dell, you watch a lot of shows and gives, you know, decent recommendations. RJ doesn't watch any. Just when we first met RJ, I'm like, golly, he's got so many similarities to Dell in the way that his life has gone. And I said, do you watch a lot of TV? Because I was thinking, I've got somebody who can give me some recommendations. He's like, no, nothing. But I know Seinfeld's supposed to be pretty funny. Like, oh, this isn't going to be. Or something like, it was something like that. I'm like,
Friends.
This RJ's not going to be my
no,
social.
No, he's not going
to. No, RJ did a great job with this, but he from a telling me different shows to watch on Apple Plus or whatever, that was not going to be RJ's strength. He was more about, you know.
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure RJ. Well, Dell has TV. Are you cable Dell, or you just steal all your TV?
He's
now,
a stream stealer,
right?
I don't steal streams. I pay for that.
You pay for stream?
Yeah.
Content?
But of course.
He's
a Hulu, lying.
Are you a Hulu
he's got
guy? What are you?
Username and password.
I have all of them except
he's
for.
He's Rahil's good friend.
Peacock, I think. That's the biggest one I don't have, but the rest of them I have because I don't pay for live TV anymore.
Oh, you
how
don't
does
pay
it feel?
No. What do you go through? YouTube TV?
If I like when the NFL season comes back, college football, I'll go back to YouTube TV. But since the playoffs have been over, I haven't paid for streaming TV or live TV.
This whole segment's getting to know Dell again.
Yes, let's reintroduce Dell.
I want to. Dell is doing something. Dell before he rejoined us was doing so. We basically may have helped save or prolong the country's agony. Well, we may have saved the company, John and I, and if we did. save the country, not company, the country. If we did, okay, another thing that some people are going to check in the heroic box, but to me it's just we're just doing our duty.
Right.
Dell was actually feeding. Can I say what you were doing, Dell?
Well, yeah, because I never gave you the company name, which is part of the NDA, so sure.
Yeah, okay. He was feeding AI queries to like ChatGPT or whatever, one of those, you know, chat bots for, to AI basically to help make it smarter so it could A, take over all of your jobs and maybe even our jobs and also potentially kill people. So I just want you to know that John and I once again step up. We're heroic. We pulled Dell out of there, which I don't know if Dell was held against his will or if he was willfully trying to end society. But yeah, Dell was one of the people trying to make the robots smarter so that they could, you know, do those bad things to you and your family that they're going to do.
Right.
So well, how did that feel, Dell, knowing that you were making that you were helping vengeance on the world.
Well, I did it from home. I didn't even have to put on pants if I didn't want to. So I was fine. All I did.
Of course you were.
It's great for you to completely butcher what I told you. That's not what I did.
Well, that's what I took from it.
Well, because you're not very smart. That's why you took that from that.
That's what it sounded like.
Well,
in the
you, we all know you have poor comprehension, so it's not surprising really. You completely butchered what I told you. I didn't do that. What I did was grade how AI responded to queries. I didn't feed it anything. No, it was already.
You didn't take your opportunities to feed it negative stuff?
So,
no.
What do you mean you graded it?
Like, AI responds to queries, and through a certain framework, I would grade how the company taught us. I would grade how the AI responded. And if it responded in a certain way, we would give a grade, and then it would have to change the way it responds.
So you were the you're like the Pro Football Focus of AI.
I guess. I mean, not nearly as boring or Irish, but sure.
Not nearly as boring or Irish. You didn't drink nearly as much as they do.
No, I didn't do that either.
No. Well, I don't know that they drink. I just heard they're Irish. That's all I heard.
They do. I've had a drink with
you
at least Sam Monson. I don't know if the other ones drink.
There's nothing wrong. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. There is zero wrong with that. Have all the drinks you want. All of you,
so you weren't
football focused people.
You weren't feeding negative thoughts to computers about humans.
No, the computer already had the negative thoughts. I wasn't adding to them.
Oh, wait, and you do have an NDA, so even if you did, you wouldn't tell us the truth.
I could tell you what I did. I could not tell you who I worked for.
At any point, did you ask the robot if they were going to kill us?
No, I didn't ask it questions. I simply graded how it responded
to
things.
Were any of the questions, are you going to kill us?
No, it was more like, where can I find X videos? Not the Twitter stuff that Elon's doing, but it was just respond. People would ask AI questions, and I would say, "All right, the AI responded to that correctly or didn't respond to it correctly."
What was the angriest that you ever got one of the robots?
There were no robots. It was software. Stop saying robots.
Did they look like dogs, and they would at some point kill you?
Once again, he's not. I don't know why you're making him laugh. He's not going to survive the show.
I know.
You can hear him already. He was coughing. As we were getting set up.
I was like, what is that?
It was a man dying.
Someone was in there. Blah, blah, blah.
It's just COVID part two, just number two for me.
Who gets COVID anymore? What is wrong
with
you?
I do.
Nobody gets COVID anymore.
I know. I didn't think. That's why I took Del, until day three to go take the test. But
another reason Dell's doing it right. No kids bringing COVID home.
I know. I don't know if they brought it or if I've got it, but all I know is that day three, I'm like, this feels exactly like COVID did back in 2020. Let me go get this checked out. Like, yep. The guy came back with the test. I took the test, and immediately it was two lines, like within 3 minutes. You're supposed to wait 15 minutes. I'm like, well, I guess I'll wait the other 12. The home test, and I'm like, well, let me go to this other doctor, and they gave me this test. Like, yep, you were right. He goes, you want this medicine they have? I'm like, sure. He goes, I will tell you, I won't prescribe it to my friends or family because of the amount of side effects it has. Like, yeah, I'll pass. I'll just.
What? Do you want it, though? I'm not going to give it to any friends or family, but do you want it? No.
And I said, well, what do you think? He goes, well, I don't want to bias you against it, but I won't recommend it to friends or family members. He goes, you'll get severe nausea, this, that, and the other, has tremendous amount of side effects with other medicines or interaction with other medicines. I'm like, no, I don't need it. I mean, I'll just, you know, I feel crappy, but I'm not, you know, it's not like I'm some robot that Dell's tricking into killing people.
No, that happens, though. That happens quite a bit. So the Astros are back home. Got Texas tonight. Hey, we got us a big series. Three back again. That's where you started after the All-Star break, right?
Yeah.
And three back, and that's exactly where you are right now. The Rangers had the Dodgers in town, and the Astros were in Oakland. Advantage Astros? Nah, not really. Not so much, if you want to know the truth. Because, well, I mean, Dusty caught hell all weekend, didn't he? I mean,
well, from you on Twitter.
Well, not from me per se, but a lot of people. The Dodgers beat the Rangers 2 out of 3, while the Astros won 2 out of 3. It's just as amazing. There's some things I just don't get.
I know. You're not going to be able to.
I can't.
You're not going to be able to figure out what happened on Saturday's lineup. You're just not going to.
Saturday's lineup was unbelievable.
It was maybe the most questionable. Like, okay, Larry Durker used to have some bad lineups, but you know, he played pretty much the same guys. He would just take guys out on getaway days. Like, the best players wouldn't play on getaway days. Dusty's doing some things with the positioning of Madras and, oh my, the leadoff hitter.
Well, so
on Saturday, you made a point. You said if a manager has to pinch hit for a leadoff hitter in the ninth, he probably shouldn't be the leadoff hitter.
No, it's just so Kessinger, for whatever reason. Now, Kessinger's hitting 260. I guess that's pretty good for the Astros. You know, Dubon has been bad of late.
Yeah,
Dubon his OPS is he's fallen off this last month. Jeremy Pena has been bad this last month. He bats Kessinger first and Pena second. Okay, but then he's got Jake Myers and Maldonado. Corey Jolks, Jake Myers, and Martin Maldonado. Corey Jolks had been 3 for his last 30 before that game. And Jake Myers is Jake Myers hitting 225 with a 600-plus OPS. He pinch hits Jake Myers in the ninth inning for Blye Madrese. Blye Madrese is hitting 120, 130. And then the next night, last night, he bats Blye Madrese ahead of McCormick.
Yeah.
McCormick's OPS, he was player of the week. McCormick's an 800, almost 900 OPS.
There has to be some method.
What is going on?
I get the left-hand thing, but that can't be it. Like, what is – okay, so let me just say this, because there's going to be people who call in or who are going to defend Dusty, and that's fine if that happens. But at some point, you know, I know there's a method to some of Dusty's madness where he wants to get, you know, it's a historically bad team. He wants to get guys playing time. Dusty wants guys with some preparedness and some at-bats. We've seen this in the past, so this is not crazy. What is kind of crazy is that his lineup, like, you just cannot get in a rhythm. And if you were anybody other than maybe Bregman and Kyle Tucker and Yordan, you know, when he's healthy, you just – and obviously Altuve – you just can't get comfortable in the lineup because you don't know where you're going to be. You don't know when you're going to play. It's a little strange that Dusty doesn't lock in. I'm okay with him being a little, you know, of getting people some time, some work here, getting some guys some rest, mixing up the lineup, because I'm not a fan of managers who just stay exactly to par with what the lineups are. I mean, that's how old school baseball used to be. But Dusty, while there may be a method to some madness, maybe he wants the back end of the lineup. He wants McCormick there to create a second lineup or so. You know, maybe he looks at it. Maybe analytics look at it. Okay, we look at it 1 through 6, and then we look at 7, 8, 9, and then 1 again as an opportunity to block. I don't know. You just look at the lineup, and it's hard to make sense of it from a performance-based standpoint.
I don't know what analytics tells you that you should bat your hottest hitter with your best OPS in the lineup.
At the back end where you don't get as many
at-bats. Where you don't get as many at-bats.
Well, why is Madras even playing?
Well, you gave I don't know. Madrid played yesterday. He played first base so that Abreu can DH and
rest. But why did he ever play baseball right now?
No, there is no reason that a Madrid should play at all, period. But he's your only left-handed hitter off the bench.
But who cares?
Well,
oh, wow. If a guy can't hit – now, granted, he had a hit on Saturday, but he's left-handed. That doesn't make him good.
Yeah, he walked on Saturday. He walked, which was okay. That's fine because you needed a runner. But to me, it was two outs, and you got Madrid at the plate with Yiner coming up next. Instead of giving your best hitter, of course, Yiner came up, or there was one out, and Yiner came up and hit it to the wall. He bats for Maldonado in the ninth inning. If he's batting for Maldonado in the ninth inning, you immediately are admitting how much better a hitter he is than Maldonado. And yet, he didn't play Friday and he didn't play Saturday. He plays yesterday and he helps you win the game because he homers. Okay, this Rangers series, how many starts does Yiner get?
It's three games, right?
Three-game series.
I think he starts two.
You do?
Oh, well, no. I think he starts three. Oh, at catcher. Well, you ruined my attack. You parried my attack. I will say, honestly, if I'm trying to win, I'll say one.
Yeah, I don't know that he gets any starts at catcher, if you want to know the truth.
I think he gets one at catcher.
He catches and he homers. He hits so much better when he's catching.
Who gets two at DH, one catching?
So with right now, with Peña, Maldonado, Myers in the lineup, and right now Jolks as well, he just has been bad. You got four pitchers in the lineup, basically. You're taking the DH out of existence. I mean, it is so unbelievable. And this is a big series. This is another big series. You took care of business at the Rangers. We'll talk about it on the other side. 716 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. As Dell comes back, you guys want to come and give him a hug, a radio hug?
Come give him a verbal hug.
Yes, a verbal hug for Dell. 713-780-3776. And don't forget, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence coming up in about a half an hour? Right now, though, a little tequila.
Yeah, Maestro Nobel. I wasn't able to pull it off the shelf this weekend, fighting, you know, some sickness. But I can tell you this. I know where it is when I'm ready. Well, actually, there's one here at home, and there's two bottles in my refrigerator in my office. So I know exactly where my Maestro Nobel is. It's also three different types of bottles. Right now I've got the silver, which used for margaritas, and then the añejo, which I use strictly for sipping. That's my sipping tequila on Friday. And then at home, it's the Cristalino, which can be used really for anything. Cristalino, to me, there's three different tequilas in it, charcoal filtered, aged. It is one of the smoothest tequilas out there. Maestro Nobel created this category of tequilas. You know, you've heard of Reposado, you've heard of Añejos, Añejo Extra, Silver. They've got a smoke silver. Well, Cristalino is something they created, and people have now copied and created their own Cristalinos as well, because Maestro Nobel showed them the way. And this is a phenomenal tequila if you've never tried it. One of the best sipping tequilas you're going to find because of the very hint of sweetness on the back end. It's got a great flavor profile, really pairs well with a lot of different types of foods as well if you like to get creative. But I can tell you this, Maestro Nobel, wherever fine liquors are sold, if they're not carrying a bottle of Maestro Nobel, you need to demand that they begin carrying it, because Maestro Nobel is an absolute top shelf tequila with a very reasonable price. Wherever fine liquors are sold, they should be carrying Maestro Nobel.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Um, 713-780-3776. What did you think of Christian Javier this weekend? Is he gone? He's no longer with us. Did he die?
I mean, of all the options, wouldn't that be the most preferable?
That's not the most preferable. No, that he died. I mean, maybe his equipment died.
Well, I mean, that's more likely.
It's just not what I'm rooting for. This morning, did you listen to us on the way in?
I did.
It sounded like a great, like a regular radio station.
Well, look who came back, and all of a sudden we don't have so many issues anymore. Look at that.
Dell comes back, and we don't have issues.
Look at that. Except for the whole thing where your co-host can't be heard.
Yeah, that thing. Where is he?
I don't know. I have his mic up, and he just is not there.
So he's not there. So Christian Javier, he looked like his velocity. He was just wild. What was the deal the other night? All the walks. Everybody was walking everybody the other night. It was unbelievable.
I don't know.
Well, there he is.
And look at what are we doing with? I mean, what is going on with Javier, man? Golly, this is just outlandish right now. I mean, this inability to throw strikes consistently, just what has happened to him? Miller and Murphy, we may have to hire a new law firm. This is a really, really big deal. Like, if you don't get, by the way, you just paid Christian Javier. This is kind of a big deal. Your future as an organization partly revolves around getting Christian Javier right.
Mm-hmm. But Javier looked good except for the walks.
I know. It's just, but he.
One hit, but, 5 2/3.
But something's going on with this. This has got to be a mechanical flaw, which is great for me because this whole time I've been thinking it's got to be something physical. I mean, because his MPH was down a little bit and it's still down a little, but spin rate's good. So what? So this has got to be something they've got to find. Well, or it's either that or there's a mental block of some sort that they got to work on.
You'll remember when he first came up, he was wild.
Yeah, he had some wildness to him. It kind of reminded me of Dotel a little bit when Octavio Dotel was with the Astros. But yeah, he had some issues. But you know, so did Fromber did too. I mean, we've seen different players have issues, but he got it figured out last year. It's reared back up this year.
He threw 95.1 miles an hour in the first inning.
Oh, did he hit that high?
Yeah, that's the tops
that's
this
back
season.
Up there, yeah,
he was 92.6 average on his four seamer. That's down from 93.8 last year. But Miller said the fastball had a little bit better life, and it held until the sixth. When he went out for the sixth, kind of dropped off pretty quickly. That's a little troubling.
Yeah,
I mean now. Even his no hitters, the one hand his best stuff, though, he was done by the seventh inning. Even, you know, it's rare when, you know, not guys just don't go anymore. And if he's going to bring it all, if he's going to throw 95 and have an average top out at 93 something, he's not going to last seven, eight innings. He's just not. But that's okay.
Well, I'm not asking him to.
But how about some control? I mean, this control thing started against when the Mets here? Yeah, I think it started with the Mets thing. When he couldn't find a plate, it was like, what the hell is going on? And then he walks his first couple of guys. And he had, what, 5 walks the other night? I mean, that is just crazy. You have
5 walks, 6 strikeouts, yeah.
You have got to get him back to throwing strikes and topping out. It was a good sign. They were encouraged, though. They were encouraged by what they saw the other night.
Doesn't it sound like a rehab start, though?
It does. It really does. Speaking of which, a rehab start. Are we getting? I have not seen any indication. Have we heard anything
on Urquidy?
Forget Urquidy. How about Yordan?
Yordan.
Yeah, let's get some Yordan.
He's just sick. Everything's fine. There's nothing to see. Remember that time he was sick?
Yeah. No. Apparently, it's time to get him back here. Okay, he was right there. He can come up. He can come over now. Drive up 59. Let's go. Let's get him back out here. That'd be great. That'd be awesome.
Maybe he needs gas in his car.
Well, and now the lineup, it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see how Dusty handles all this. And where's Altuve? When I see Altuve, Julia was asking everybody their favorite ice snow cone flavor. And Altuve said nothing. I don't like anything in it, just ice. And it was like, okay. But he's walking around. He's in the dugout. He's with the team. Time to see him play now, isn't it? Isn't it time to see Altuve play again?
That'd I don't know, because they've got two guys like that. What about Michael Brantley? Do he and Michael Brantley just sit by each other and talk?
I guess.
Hey, what are you doing here? Oh, Michael Brantley's like, oh, I've been here since last year.
Yeah, this is what I do.
I'm sitting nuggets in dugouts. This is pretty much it for me. Wait a minute, but don't you have a contract this year? Yeah. But you always wear this shirt. Like, it says Brantley on the back. I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever take batting practice? No, we shut down baseball activities, but I'll be back. Jeff Bagwell said I'll be back by opening day. But he said that this year, didn't he? Like, this opening day.
Okay. Can we stop with the Jeff Bagwell said he'd be back there by opening day? I know he did. I mean, but, okay, can we stop?
All right, how many times is Michael Brantley going to be shut down from baseball activities? Over-under is 2.5. It's already hit 2. So is it going to happen again where they do something and then they say the phrase, shut down from baseball activities? Is that going to happen again?
I hope not.
Has any player been shut down from baseball activities three times?
Well, wait, we haven't got an indication that he was doing baseball activities since his last shutdown. So we don't know.
Running?
Yeah, but that's not baseball activities. That's just jogging. That's just trying to stay in shape. My wife doesn't get a dad gut.
Going to run the Berlin Marathon. That has nothing to do with roping one to the opposite field or hitting a cutoff man.
It has nothing to do with that, I promise. Nothing. Right? Nothing.
And then Altuve is just sitting there, Brantley in it. And I'm like, man, I sure would like to see these Astros play. What have we turned into? The NBA? Is the Astros like, is Kawhi? Who's Kawhi Leonard? Is it Brantley? Is Altuve the ironic Zion Williamson?
Wow, this is good news. The Rangers are skipping their Eovaldi.
I know. There are times where he gives us the blues.
Yeah. He told reporters on Sunday the team plans on skipping Eovaldi. Good. That's good. So, Bielak, France, and Fromber, the three guys for the Astros against the Rangers.
I mean, it's not ideal, but it's your line.
Wait, who's throwing the best?
Don't say Bielak.
Bielak threw great. France has been throwing great most of the season. If you want to know the truth, can you trust Javier that he's not going to walk five guys? Can you trust? Who else? What do you want? Parker Mushinski?
You said Fromber's pitching.
By
the way, Fromber didn't even have a quality start the other day. 6 innings, 4 runs. I was just thinking, wow, this game by Fromber, which is a win, would have not even been considered it would have broken his streak last year.
How much are you going to miss Joel Cunell?
Oh, man.
I just missed that. Just the whole look.
Just kind of the doughy, restricted arm release throw of that pitcher. I tell you what he felt like. He felt like one of the pitchers like that would have been an Astros reliever from about 2004.
He really does. Yeah. No, he absolutely does.
In that brick red uniform they had, like one of those guys you could just switch in and out every couple years.
All right.
Drayton would say, well, I like him because he looks like he would bring some good biscuits to the covered dish at the church.
713-780-3776. We need verbal hugs for Dell. We've got What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. We got that going on. But first, we got the Daspit Law Firm heading your way.
Yeah, John Daspit is somebody who is consistent. We talk about lineup changes in baseball. John Daspit, the only lineup changes he has is really bringing in new lawyers and expanding and getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, you have all these, you know, in the world of sports, you every so often you may, you know, it'll be years and years and years, and then you'll hear about expansion. Doesn't happen often. Except for John Daspit, it happens all the time. He's going to have an office in Georgia. He's going to have one in Arkansas. He's going to have one in Arizona, in the Phoenix area. And you know why? Because he's been so successful in Texas. And don't worry, he's still got Texas covered. I mean, he's got 10 offices here in the state of Texas, still handles a lot of the biggest cases. He hires the best lawyers. And what they do is they fight for your rights, and they understand what your rights are. John came over from Fulbright Jaworski, one of the top, you know, law offices here in the city, and has been for years. And he wanted to start his own business, and he's very good at helping people. He's very good at making sure that the bullies get bullied back. If they're trying to make you sign an agreement in advance, so you have to take a settlement check that doesn't equal what your rights are, then he is going to fight back for you. And he is going to make sure that you are compensated properly for that injury, for your time missed at work, from your medical bills, for your physical therapy, for everything that goes into it, pain and suffering. So make sure that John Daspit is on your side. Call before you sign anything. Make sure you call his offices at 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or go to the website to check out the information that he has there at DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Chalice Altuve says, I don't want to hear any negativity about Javier when you have a useless McCullers on the team. I'm not going to say what you said. That's ugly. I got this from Lance McCullers is starting a coffee and craft cocktail cart tonight at Minute Maid Park. The proceeds will go to the Astros Foundation and other causes. So the goal is to bring an upper-level experience to the fans at Minute Maid Park. Mm-hmm. First-hand crafted shaken cocktails using premium spirits made to order in the stadium. Barista-style coffee drinks. Also first in the stadium, nitro, hot, or iced latte drinks, other espresso-based drinks. Proceeds go to the Astros Foundation and other charities. National Down Syndrome Fund, it goes to that. And he's big with dogs, right? And isn't Lance big with dogs?
Yes, he's big with dogs, yeah. As most good people are.
Yeah. It's near Union Station by St. Arnold's Bar. Maven is the name. So if you want a big experience, upper-level experience, coffee cart, coffee and craft cocktails, you've got it.
Wait, so it's downstairs in the main level?
Yeah.
Have you ever sat in the frickin' line waiting for cocktails at a game, waiting for a gin and tonic or a vodka tonic or something? It takes, they try to hustle, but right. A hand-shaken cocktail? What? In barista-style coffee? We don't have time for this, Lance. People are going to be sitting in line forever.
Well, and with the new rules, you throw a pitch every 4 seconds.
You'll miss two innings easily waiting for your break.
I don't know how long the lines are going to be, and I don't know how many people they have working back there. They might have, I don't know. So we got to don't assume anything.
I'm not going to, but I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to say, do you think you can add an egg white to my cocktail, good sir?
Yes.
I'm going to try to slow the whole thing down even more.
can you boil an egg for
me? Come on.
I want a boiled egg, sir.
Sure. Make sure it's properly shaken and emulsified, sir, into the drink.
Well, so when I was told it was Lance McCullers that was doing this, I was like, oh, that's not good, because everybody's just going to say, oh, maybe he's a barista now instead of a baseball player.
Oh, he is going to take some heat for this. But it's not like he's back there. You know what? Actually, would it be so terrible if he were back there doing that, actually making directly?
Yes, it would be horrible. People are ugly, and they'll say ugly things.
Giving money to Down Syndrome, that he's doing stuff for Astros Foundation, if he was back there working,
they don't care that you're doing it for charity.
I know, he would take so much
heat. Look how much heat Brian Harmon took from those British fans, because you can't be like that to a little person.
I know, you cannot do that. The one thing, and I don't know, we saw this with The Hobbit, we've seen it with movies like that, the little people, especially when you cross the pond, are pretty strong.
Yeah.
He was one.
That's why Brian Harmon won this week.
I'd rather, now that I think about it, probably our conversation's probably best just for the text thread. I sent it to Dell so he knew what kind of bad person you were, though.
No, you're the one!
Dell, did he say he never threw Brian Harmon?
That isn't even the worst of it. His shortening of a particular word still is way too far.
That's not what. No, listen. You're the one that started the whole thing.
I just bet on him.
You're the one that started the whole thing, not me.
Yeah, because I think that needs to be a huge story, and I don't think people are making a big enough deal about it.
He's 5'7". He's not 5'3".
Not. Wikipedia says that.
No.
I just believe that he's.
He was as tall as Mike Tirico. Are you calling Mike Tirico a little person? No.
Yeah, of course. How tall is Charlie Polillo?
Charlie Polillo is taller than 5'3". 5'7"-ish.
Okay. Oh, went to Syracuse.
Yeah, but that doesn't... Just because you go to Syracuse doesn't mean you're 5'7".
See his feet? Are you sure he wasn't standing on a box?
He wasn't standing on a box, okay?
Because I believe that Brian Harmon, if you didn't see him, he's a wee man. And I believe that that might be the first time a little person has ever won a major championship in any professional sporting event.
Eddie Goodell, didn't he? Did he win a title?
Nope. You kept claiming Ian Woosnam was even smaller.
Ian Woosnam is smaller. Ian Woosnam is 5'4 and a half.
Man, that's wee.
He is wee. He was called Lil Woozy. That's his name. Ian Woosnam is smaller than Brian Harmon. Yes.
He beat regular-sized people in golf events.
Yes. He won a Masters.
Can you imagine getting outdriven by Ian Woosnam? How pathetic would that make you feel?
The funniest Ian Woosnam thing is his caddy put two drivers in his bag, and he got penalized in a major for it. And he broke it. He was all pissed off at his caddy messed up. Can't do that. Anyway, Brian Harmon, what did I say? You're saying he was a little person. I said that's an American hero that you're talking about there. Okay,
and a left-hander
and lefty. Okay. Okay, so you could stop with your degradation.
How boring. Like, seriously, this is, you know, so it's the Open. It's a major. I respect it. But how boring was Sunday when nobody, John Rahm, no one made a move at this guy. Not at all. Yeah. Not a legitimate one. Well, he didn't kill himself. I mean, he was just, you want to talk about consistent. Holy crap.
Well, he was 2 over after 4 on Saturday, and he was 2 over after 5 yesterday, and he just bounced right back and went birdie.
Everybody.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was the closest anybody got was 3 shots, and that was, yeah, I didn't think it was boring at all because I won money on him. So I was, I was thrilled with Brian Harmon, if you want to know the truth, and nobody even get close. That's fine with me. So I thought it was fun. I thought yesterday with the rain and I thought maybe it'd get a little bit closer, but Brian Harmon just took care of business.
So can I tell you?
And speaking of boring, though,
yeah,
how many waggles do you need,
Harmon?
Oh my gosh, I thought,
counted 9.
Oh my no, there was 13 on one shot that they were counting. It was unbelievable how he was giving me a headache. I don't know how he keeps on moving his head like he does and still is able to see the ball. Holy crap.
I was just waiting for somebody to scream, "Hit it, you daft." I can't say what I want to say, but you know what I want to say.
Yeah, I know what you want to say. You're an ugly person. That's why.
I would have called him daft, but it was he just sat there forever like, oh my God, you're just going to hit it straight. So just hit it.
Hit the ball.
Like, where it's not going to, there's no drama here. Just get it down the fairway and let's get this thing over with. It's raining.
All right. Well, they did play in 4 hours, which was nice. When we come back, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
How married are you to the actual song? You're not married to the song?
No.
Good, because something slipped through the cracks and I don't know what the song is. I don't have any information about where to play it, how to grab it. I don't know if it was just an RJ's folder. Oh. It's not readily available.
Now, who cares? I don't care.
Oh, you don't care about the song?
Pick another song.
Whatever you think.
Okay.
Pick another song. That's fine. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You got to call in. You learned something. I don't know what it was. It doesn't have to be about sports. It could be about anything. You got to call right now. 713. You get one sentence. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us. Right now, I'm talking about Coors Light. Do you think there were any Coors Lights consumed while watching the Open Championship? Of course there were. Do you think there were any Coors Lights consumed just hanging out? Yes, there were. It doesn't matter what the event is. Keeping Texas chill is so important, people. What you need to do is keep Texas chill with the Blue Mountains. You see the Blue Mountains and how wonderful they are? Yes, you do. Here's the deal. Is you need cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, you got to have it in your refrigerator. You got to have it ready for people to come over. When they come over, you want them to be chill. Of course you want people chill at your house, don't you? Yes. So what you need to do is go to the store and pick up a 6, 12, a case, 3 cases, whatever the case may be. Have them cold in the fridge so that when your buddies come over, you're able to keep Texas chill. Keep Texas chill with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. welcome back. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You got one sentence to tell us what you have learned this weekend. 713-780-3776. Let's go. Fill up the phone lines. You guys are slow starters lately, but we're going to get you in here. I'll start it today, Lance. I learned this weekend that the Tennessee Titans are bigger pieces of ship than I thought they were. Since, did you see what they tweeted out? Their new logo? The Oilers, Derek. You people are terrible. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say. One sentence. I'm better at this than you are. You say a lot of sentences when you do this. So I'm much better at this than you. 713-780-3776. Julian is here. He wants to tell us what he learned this weekend in one sentence. Julian?
Today I learned after 3 weeks of not listening to you guys, the app still isn't fixed. Good day, gentlemen.
The what did he say, Dell? Did you hear it?
Said the app still hasn't been fixed.
The app still, is it, are we chopped and screwed?
No, apparently audio is very loud with when there's commercials, and so you have to turn it down, and then it's kind of normal when the show is on, so you have to turn it back up.
See, that's impossible. See, Julian, that's impossible that we would have a technical difficulty. That is impossible. Never happened before. Well, so a technical difficulty here? One out of the entire time we've been on the air? Okay, Julian, we're still pretty good. Brian, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I'm glad Dell's back, but it's the same thing I said last week, man. It's 55,000 times more negative than what it was last Monday. Thank you, Dell. Appreciate it.
Is he the one that complained about RJ being too positive, that he preferred his sports talk with a little edge and a little negativity?
Did he say that?
Yeah, I think that was the guy who called on Friday.
What, it's 55,000 times more negative, Dell, this week than it was last week?
I didn't listen all of last week. I was only on with you guys for a couple of days. No. I think, what's his name? I think his name is Ryan. I think I typed in Brian. Ryan apparently...
Oh, this is the guy you had it with. That's right.
Yeah, he came at me a couple times, and he tried to call in when I filled in for Paul, and then I said, sorry, you can't. It's my show. You can't call in.
That's Ryan. You had beef with him last week. That's right. And, hey, Ryan, you ain't going to win. Dell's got the mic for 3 hours here.
Look, I understand that some people feel like I'm an acquired taste.
No one.
Swallow it.
Oh.
See, that's so ugly. William, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned the Tennessee Titans are going 3-13 because they want to be Houston so bad.
Yeah. Good for you. Good on you. Hey, Tennessee. Hey, Titans. You suck.
So this is what I heard on this. I had somebody direct message me about this, that apparently his mom lives near, lives right down the street from Amy Adams, Bud Adams' daughter who owns it.
Yeah.
Or whatever Adams.
Yeah.
Amy, what's her name?
Amy Adams Strunk or something?
Yeah.
Strunk, yeah, that's it. And apparently, I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently the reason that the Titans are doing this, that if they've gotten fired up about now all of a sudden bringing the Oilers full scale back, is because they're pissed off that the Texans are starting to leak that one of their colors is going to be basically Columbia Blue.
I don't think it's going to be Columbia blue, but it's going to be a powder bluish.
That's the thing is the Titans have always maintained we own these colors.
Right.
And so now with the Texans doing this, supposedly she said, "Okay, bring the Oilers colors all the way out."
Yep. Right. Right. I don't care. Let's go. That's great. You know what? They really haven't been a rival. If you want to know the truth, I like this. This is good. BPOS's Titans, and let's see what happens for you. Because all you're doing is stirring up. You know, actually, the Texans have been beating the Titans lately. They beat them at the Titans 2 years ago, right? When they were the worst team in football.
Yeah, all you're doing is stirring up this Texans
Hornets That's all you're doing is stirring up a Hornets nest. Thank you, Titans. Thank you, Amy.
How's it going to feel when Pirates...
Drunk.
How's it going to feel when Derek Stingley stingly starts to sting you.
Yeah, like a honeybee.
I wish you could just see that dab I did.
Tom is always, he's our number three hitter today. What's up, Tom?
What I learned is when a crazy woman that loves attention breaks up with her alcoholic, narcissistic boy, it's going to be a crazy ride.
When she breaks up with her narcissistic something boyfriend, we lost his audio there for a second. It's going to be a crazy ride. Of course it's going to be a crazy ride. She's crazy. It's always going to be a crazy ride when you break up with, when the breakup is with someone who's crazy. That's the definition. David, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Dwight Howard is a freak.
Dwight Howard is a freak. He likes it. He likes. We've heard that before about him, though, right?
I've heard some freaky tales about one of his houses.
Oh, I've heard some freaky tales about. Yeah. Females have talked about Dwight and the stuff he likes.
I've heard that he had a house here that had a shower in the middle of a room. Like, how is that even possible with plumbing?
Dwight, you just go in the bathroom and shower. You want everybody to watch you, really? Mark.
Well, yeah, and he had some. Yeah. He just had a playroom.
Okay. Mark, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that incredible golfer Freddie Couples is actually Italian American. His grandfather changed their name from Coppola to Couples. Yet another great Italian American sports hero.
Thank you, heroic Italians, a heroic Italian Americans.
Why are we all trying to avoid your names if you're so heroic?
Well, because Granato, we were so downtrodden that there was such.
What a proud hatred towards people.
The great people of,
Freddie Coppola, change your name to Couples. John Granato,
well, he didn't do it. His grandfather had to do it, probably because there was so much racism going on here. Yeah, but you know what? We just pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and just win and become great Italian Americans. That's what we do.
And you keep your name and you don't change your name back, like Freddie Couples couldn't go back to Coppola.
He should. He should.
He probably eats spaghetti out of a can.
No, he doesn't. Shut your face. No self-respecting Italian would do that.
I know. Freddie's from here, right? He went to U of A.
No, he's from Seattle.
Oh, but he went to U of A.
Yeah, went to U of A.
So he's kind of from here.
Well, he's a Houstonian, great Houstonian. Dr. Dre, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, Double Rock, fellas. I learned that BK channeled his inner Rick Ankiel Friday night.
I didn't understand that. Did you understand?
Oh, this is something I love translating callers to you. I remember doing this.
Yeah.
He said he learned that Brad Kellner. Brad Kellner found his inner Rick Ankiel with that first pitch that he threw.
I thought Joel threw out the first
They both
pitch.
Did. Joel, former baseball player, threw a good pitch. Brad skied it over the catcher's head.
Well, at least he didn't bounce it in.
Well, he was overcompensating for previously bouncing it, like in Austin or something.
So you're saying Brad Kellner overcompensates?
For previous shortcomings, yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Am I still the chump of the week?
I imagine you will be. Well, I don't know. Maybe they'll give it to...
Brad.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not Brad. Maybe considering the lineup change, maybe they'll give it to the guy who left.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe they will.
La raza que pasó, mijo. Juanito G.
Juanito G. Lanzerline, R.I.P. You know who it is? Del Vencito!
Del Vencito! Gentlemen, good morning.
Para tres. Gentlemen. Welcome back, Del Vencito. Hey, just like the greatest debut ever on MLS, Messi is the GOAT, baby.
How about Messi? I can't believe it.
In extra time, and he just does what he does, which is like he's the master of that.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I would have stopped it because that's the only place I would have thought he was going is a top shelf. so I would have cheated way over and got that.
Well, so then
you can't even walk.
Yeah, what the hell?
What are you talking about? Yes, I can, Dell.
You can't jump. You can't walk. You'd be in a boot.
What are you talking about? I know that's where he's going, so I would have stopped it.
I would have stopped it. You sound like Mason now.
You could see it as soon as the ball came off his foot. I'd been like, there it is. There it goes.
You would have been passed out in the 45th minute, even playing goalie. What are you talking about?
No, they could have brought me in a late sub.
To just stop a free kick from Messi? That's what they brought you in for?
Oh,
you had good instincts. You knew where he was going.
Oh, my God. Greg Kessinger should lead off every game compared to you going in as a late substitute.
Do you know that that's my favorite thing to do? Do you know that they showed Nick Chubb he squatted like 700 pounds or something. The NFL's account on Instagram had it. And it's the bar that will bend so it can take on more weight. And I just said, I just can't do that anymore on Instagram. And I had like 400 likes and about 10 people who obviously took the bait. What? Who could ever do this? Yeah. What? He's one of the only people in professional sports history. God, this is so easy.
All right, last one. Let's get Aaron in here. Aaron, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Man, with the way the Astros approach the regular season, especially regarding injuries, they might be the Golden State Warriors of MLB.
They are. They are the... Well, I think they're more Kansas City Chiefs than they are the Golden State Warriors now.
I'm telling you, I still think they've got Warriors to them. Although the Chiefs thing is pretty dead on.
Yeah,
I think the Warriors isn't that far off either. But
well, they got to get another title. They got to get another one.
They
have to win one more at least to get.
By the way, let's break it here and we come back. Well, there's some new sports that I was, or there's some sports that I was. I see ESPN's model now. One thing is when you're sick and you lay in bed all day, you know, I have TV on in the background, I'm flipping channels. I want to get to the new model for ESPN. Maybe it's an old model, but I want to talk about what ESPN is trying to do this summer. And I also want to see if Dell's watching Quarterbacks from Netflix or if you've started it, John.
All right. Let's take a break. First, you need to talk about your patio.
So Texas Custom Patios, I wanted to spend some time on the patio. I did notice it cooled down a little bit last night. I saw that we had feels like 106 at 9:30 on Saturday night, and I was thinking this shouldn't even be possible that it's 96, that it's 95 out here at 9:30 and feels like 106. This shouldn't even be possible. So that was not a great time to be on the patio. Actually, last night, and we didn't even get rain. Something must have come in because the humidity was down a little bit, and I went outside and spent a little time outside, some much-needed time outside, and it was enjoyable. It was nice. I was out on the patio. Kids can't wait for me to get back because we've got some stuff right now that they're waiting for me to grill, and I'm the only one. I'm teaching my kids how to grill, but frankly, this is Daddy's playground. So if you're going to be out on the patio – the kitchen area, you can take stuff out of the refrigerator, but I'm the only one that's going to be on that grill. That's just the way it's going to be until I deem someone worthy of doing that. Because when Texas Custom Patios installed and retrofit that outdoor kitchen in, man, that was a big step up. I absolutely loved it. And for years, I've had the space to watch my games, to listen to music, to write up my film study, or just, you know, to hang out outside, have the kids hang out, have friends over. But now it's really turned into exactly what I'm looking for, which is a great place to just spend time as a family and you know, get all my cooking done outside so the wife doesn't have to deal with me inside. And I can do the simple things, even right there on the burner, rice and beans and fajitas, all made to order outside. So it's a great way to enjoy your life at a higher level. It's Texas Custom Patios, and they do incredible work. Go to the website, texascustompatios.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.